Bibles, please. Introduction to the book of Titus, and then we're going to Revelation. And so if you would, please come back tonight. We're going to start at Revelation chapter 1, and I'll walk you through each chapter, because the first word of each chapter is "and," and we'll walk you to heaven, and we'll show you the end of the book tonight about eternity future. If you look into this troubled world, things don't look too good for the world. But if you look into heaven, things are looking up. Things are looking real good for eternity future. And I know that many folks are troubled about the future because it's unknown. But listen, loved one, you can trust an unknown future to a known God. You need to know the Lord. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Has there been a time, a place when you were born again? Do you understand that the grace of God hath appeared to all men? The book has been written, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was revealed as the Savior of the world. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. None other than Jesus Christ. There's no other salvation, no other means, no other way than coming through Jesus Christ the Lord. Let me prove that to you. Please take your Bible, turn to the book of Titus. Shall we read in Titus chapter 2, verse 11? Shall we read the word of God, reverence to the Lord in unison? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Loved one, when you receive Christ, he helps us. He doesn't hurt us. And so when Jesus Christ comes into your heart, notify your face. In other words, there's joy in serving the Lord. It's a change. They're a new creation in Christ Jesus. When you're born again. You know what the new birth means, to be born again? I was going to teach on John chapter 3. When Nicodemus came to the Lord, and Christ would explain the new birth, 7, the number of the Lord. The Lord explains the new birth 7 ways to Nicodemus, so he would make sure he understood it. And Nicodemus got saved. You say, how do you know that? Oh, look at John chapter 7. Nicodemus stands up and fights for the honor of Jesus Christ. When Christ would be buried, who was it that went and begged the body? Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. And so, yes, loved one, you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. We were in Creston with the pastor this week, and we had cherries. You know where the cherries come from? A cherry tree. A Christian ought to live in a right Christian way in this present world. The world's a wicked place. But Christians, we shouldn't participate with all the things that are going on in an ungodly world. So we can understand by the grace of God. The grace of God teaches us that. It's the goodness of God. How many of you are guilty today that God's been good to you? Say amen. God's been good to you. Did you know that the Bible says in Romans 2:4, know ye not, don't you know this, that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. It's not the severity of God, it's the goodness of God. Because God is a good God. The devil's bad. The devil's wicked, but God is good. And so, loved one, the Bible says that the grace of God hath appeared to all men. Let's see how it's appeared. Turn to Revelation now. Revelation chapter 4 and 5 talks about a heavenly scene. Revelation chapter 4 and 5. So why should we worship Jesus Christ? Can't we worship gods or goddesses? No. Why do we worship Jesus Christ? Because He is the Savior of the world. And if you look in heaven today, I guarantee you they're worshiping Jesus Christ. They're not giving allegiance to ISIS. They're not giving allegiance to Muhammad the Prophet. They're not giving allegiance to some false deity or an idol that has eyes but don't see and has ears and don't hear. No, they're giving allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me prove that to you. Look at Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened, where? In heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. Notice carefully. And there was a, what? Rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. Let me teach you some physics and math. You kids go to school, you see a rainbow. Well, the wicked and the perverted, those that practice abomination, have taken the rainbow as their symbol. That's ungodly. That's demonic. Because the rainbow belongs to Almighty God. The rainbow was a token given from God to Noah that he would never again destroy the earth by rain. Let me show you a picture. Did you know when it rained and the flood came and everything died? How would you have liked to have lived after the flood and the rains came? What would you have thought the first time it rained? But no, God said, you don't have to live in fear that I'm going to destroy the earth again by water. And that's why that you can go out in the rain and look up, and that raindrop falls all the way from that cloud, but by the time it hits your cheek, it's down to the right speed that it does not even hurt you. That's the mercy of God and the goodness of God. So God put a bow, a rainbow in the cloud, as a sign, as a covenant of His goodness toward man, that He would never again destroy the earth by water. The rainbow is made up of seven colors. All you see now in this room is white light. When I was in the eighth grade, kids, you eighth grade kids, you ought to take a note. I won the science fair. I took a prism, took white light, raw light, passed it through a prism, and on the back displayed all of the colors of the rainbow. Do you know how many colors of the rainbow there are? Do you know the number of the Lord? Six is the number of man. Seven is the number of God. There are seven colors in the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. The seven colors of the rainbow. You know where that rainbow is today in heaven? It is about the head of Almighty God as He sits on the throne in heaven. It is His rainbow. He is all sufficient color. All color belongs to God. And so what the dirty, low-down, mean, ornery devil does, he tries to rob God of His glory. But the rainbow still belongs to God. Look again, if you would please, Revelation chapter 4. The Bible says in verse 4, And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God are the seven manifestations of the one Spirit. In other words, there is only one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. But when we talk of God, we talk of Him as a Father, as the Son, as the Holy Spirit. That is the doctrine of the Trinity. The three, but yet one. The easiest way when I speak in schools to children to explain that is to kids, is that boys and girls, you have a mother. You also have a sister, but you also have a grandmother. But yet, there's only one of you. But yet, he's a son to his mother, a brother to his sister, and a grandson to his grandmother. But there's only one of him. But he occupies three distinct offices. God is only one. That's the unity of God. And so there's only one God, eternal God. And therefore, we're to worship that one God. What is God's name? Most children ask me that question. What is God's name? You want to know what God's name is? Listen to this. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God's name is Jesus Christ our Lord. The Old Testament Hebrew, he was known as Elohim, Jehovah, Adonai. Many names ascribed to him which denote how he deals with man. When we come to Revelation, the seven spirits. What is the spirit? The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The Spirit of God is manifested in many ways that we might see the wonderful works of God. Revelation, the Bible says here, chapter 4. Verse 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion that speaks of strength. And the second beast like a calf that speaks of service. And the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle, the swiftest. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, let's read it in unison, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. If you study the Word of God, you'll find that these are the seraphim. The seraphim are in the presence of God. And I know what they sing. Holy, holy, holy. That's the song of the angels. That's the theme of heaven. And when you go on in Revelation, the Bible says, and I heard them sing a new song. That's the song of redemption of those that were redeemed out of great tribulation. So when you see what the angels are singing, we look at church music today, and I'm afraid to tell you, many things that's supposed to be Christian is not Christian. So what do the angels sing in worship for God? This is a song they ascribe to him, holiness. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Look again at verse 9. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne. And here's our message today. And they did what? And they worship him. So when you go to church, you ought to go to the church, not just to eat or not just to see the preacher or not. You ought to go to worship the Lord. Brethren, we gather together to worship. The house of God ought to be known as a place of prayer. It ought to be known as a place where the brethren meet, where they draw near unto the Lord and lift up their voices in praise unto Him. So the Bible says the 24 elders fall down and worship Him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, here's the message. Let's read it in unison. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. So, how many of you believe that the true God is worthy to be worshipped today. Say amen. Why? Because He alone is the true God. There is no other God besides Him. He is the one that said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He's the one that divided the light from the darkness. He's the one that spake, and things came into existence. He is the true eternal God. And so when you look into heaven, there are 24 elders. 12 kids, add this up for me. 12 and 12 is how much? 24. How many sons of Old Testament Israel were there? How many sons? There were 12. How many apostles were there? There were 12 New Testament. When you come to the end of Revelation, the city comes down unto this earth. There are 12 gates. Each gate has a name on it, representative of the nation of Israel, after the sons of Jacob. There are 12 foundations. Each one has the name of the apostle on that, representative of the Old Testament and the New Testament. Yes, beautiful truth. I read this week in Genesis, listen to this. And Enoch walked with God, and he was translated. Listen to this. And Noah walked with God and found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and God preserved him. It's a wonderful thing to walk with the Lord, to know the Lord, to worship the Lord, because He's worthy. The Bible says He is worthy because He is the Creator God. Look at verse 11, one of the greatest verses in the Word of God. And Thou hast created how many things? All things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. When I was a little boy, I went to my mom and I said, "Mom, why was I created? What am I doing down here? How long am I going to live? I just seen a little girl die. I just seen other people die. So you don't have to be old or sick to die." And I said, What am I doing down here? How long am I going to live?" She said, "Oh, nobody knows the day or the hour." But she says, look at this verse. So she quoted this verse to me. She took my face and put it in her hands and said, "Son, you are precious. You were created," listen to this, "to please God." I know why people are not happy today. They're not pleasing God. We were created to please the Lord. All things were created to please Him. Listen to me. All things do please Him. I heard the rumble of the Columbia River this morning and have traveled the Columbia Gorge. How beautiful down through there. That river praises God. I saw the trees this morning sway in the breeze and lift their branches up to God in thanksgiving to God. I saw the flowers this morning turned up. They've been closed up during the darkness, and now during the light they can open up and release their fragrance up into the nostrils of God, because they were created by God. Should not this tongue created by God not curse God? But should not this tongue say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so rich and so free." Couldn't I say something good about God? He's worthy because of all the goodness that He has done for everything that He's created. So first of all, we are to worship the Lord, come to the house of God, because He is our Creator. And therefore, He is our Sustainer. Just think of that. You have to eat three times a day. Some of us, we like to eat seven times a day. But the truth is, loved one, God sustains us. It's the Lord. One of my life's verses is Matthew 4:4. Kids, if you don't have a verse, this will keep you all your life. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." If you had breakfast this morning, did you take time and read the Word of God? If you ate yesterday, did you read the Word of God? How much of the Bible did you read? How much did you eat? How much did you think about? So in other words, that's why that people are living in a depressed and a discouraged and a famished land today. Because they're trying to live without God. You cannot live without God and be happy. Because you were created to please God. If this piano is created to bring forth music, then the piano should bring forth music. The piano is supposed to do what it's supposed to do. So it is we that are humans in this world. It's wrong for us to receive the blessing of God and not give Him praise. There's a story in the Bible about the woman. And most people know that. The woman that came to the Lord, He's in a multitude. The woman comes. She doesn't have enough faith to face Him. So she comes behind Him. And what does she do? Anyone? She just wants to do what? Touch the hem of His garment. She just wants to touch the hem of His garment. So the truth is, when the woman came, the Lord stopped. Why did He stop? He asked this question. He said, "Who touched me?" The disciples said, "Well, look at this multitude. Well, there's all kinds of people touched Him." The Lord said, "Not so. Who touched me?" So He stopped. Turned around, and she confessed, "It's me." Here was her sin. Here was her wrongdoing. She was willing to receive healing and blessing and take the goodness of God and not give thanks. How many of you have been blessed of God? You got a house. You got your health. You got your kids. You've got your strength. I was just in the cemetery. There's some folks that are not alive today. I was just in the hospital. There's a lot of folks don't have strength today. If we are still here today, God has still blessed us, then we ought to take time and give Him thanks. So He's worthy as that. And in closing, look if you would at chapter 5. Bible says, "Who is worthy?" Verse 2, chapter 5, verse 2. "And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals?'" Look, if you would please, over at verse 9. "And they sung a new song, saying, 'Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain and hast," let's read it in unison, "redeemed us to God by Thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Last of all, look, listen to these verses. "And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders." I wonder how many is going to be up there. Look at this. "And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." Not many Christians down here today. And looks like everybody's at Shambhala. Is it Shambhala or Shambhala? Probably Shambhala. And so a lot of folks are at the others. But I can tell you who's in heaven today. There's the seraphim. And I can tell you what they're singing. They're not singing rock music. "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which wert and art and evermore shall be." I know what the angels in heaven. How many of them? Thousands times ten thousands and thousands and thousands. I know where the 24 elders are. They have fallen down, representing Old Testament Israel, New Testament church. What are they doing? They're worshiping God, the true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, with the rainbow about His head, because He is worthy. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Listen to this, without Jesus Christ, there was nothing made that was made. And therefore, He created the worlds. He created you and I. So we ought to praise Him today. He's worthy because He's a creator. He's a worthy because of the song of redemption. The new song, you and I should have died and paid for our sins on Calvary's cross. But Christ Jesus died on Calvary. You know who wrote the song Redeemed? A woman by the name of Fanny Crosby. You know what happened to Fanny Crosby? Fanny was blind all of her life. She was not born blind. She was born a beautiful little girl. She could see. But the midwife, in delivering the child, you have to put boric acid in a child's eyes when it's first born. The midwife retched for the boric acid. But she got another acid and put acid in the eyes of Fanny Crosby. And Fanny Crosby was blind all the days of her life. When she died, they put a little tombstone. There's only two words on it. Aunt Fanny. Someone said, well, that's sad that you're blind all your life. She said, oh no, honey. She says, the greatest thing that ever happened. Aunt Fanny wrote over 8,000 hymns of praise to God in her life. And she said this. She said, and when I am brought into the presence of Almighty God and behold His glory, the first one that these eyes will ever see is the face of God. Your eyes will behold the face of God. You will hear the seraphim sing. You will see the 24 elders fall down. You will see all of heaven erupt. Because the devil and the false prophet will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. And all those who forsake God shall be cast away. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him also shall I deny before my Father which is in heaven. Have you confessed Christ as your Lord, as your Savior? Have you been baptized? Are you a member of a good church? Are you willing to stand up in this wicked day and live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord? You ought to do that. 17 more years. How many of you want to go on another year and love the Lord, serve God? Christian, it'll cost you because you're in a wicked world. But I'll leave you with this. Don't fear. Because there's a new song that we're going to sing. The old blind woman said it like this. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that in the light of His presence, with Him doth continually dwell. Do you want to dwell with Him in heaven? Then you have to have your sins forgiven. And Christ died to forgive us for our sins. Therefore, He's worthy of our worship. No one else ever loved us like Jesus. No one else ever paid our sin debt. No one else ever cared for us. But God did. You were created. And when you were created to please Him. Just say, dear Lord, I want to please You today for the rest of my life. Forgive me for what my past and help me as I go forth tomorrow. And you have the right to pray, and you have a great God that will help you. So is Jesus Christ worthy? Brother Klein, you come. Is Brother Klein worthy of honor today? You think? There's four boys back there on the back. I appreciate you boys coming today, because I used to go to church when I was your age, and I would hear the preacher preach, and parents sometimes, you're cumbered about many things, so you don't hear a lot. You don't get a lot.
But God can speak to the heart of children. So Pastor Klein, you come. Since it's your anniversary, my wife is not able to be here today, so I'm going to give you an anniversary gift.
So this is from my wife. I got her Social Security money, so I'll spend it for her. Here, Betsy. So you see, a good job is worthy. Your brother is worthy today just to hear, Pastor, I appreciate you. The time you helped me, when I needed prayer. I just thank you for coming to Castle Guard, that God didn't send you some other place, but I just want to thank you for coming here and staying. Isn't that wonderful? And so, is the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord Jesus Christ, worthy? He's worthy. Let's worship Him today. Let's stand, if you would. The old song.